Hot Business on Hot 102.7 is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, your partner with sector expertise and tailored solutions to help you grow with purpose and ambition. Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. The fuel levy hike announced in Budget 3.0, you'll remember 16 cents more per litre of petrol and 15 cents for diesel, may not sound like a lot in isolation. But for South Africa's food service sector, it really is a blow that's going to hit deep into the supply chain. With every delivery truck, fryer and refrigerated van now costing more to run, already tight margins are under siege. So the big question is, how do businesses keep prices in check without serving thinner portions or cutting quality? It's a challenge that is being felt across the industry, including by Southern Oil. It's a major player in palm, sesame and nut oil, services about 1,600 customers and exports to 10 countries worldwide. I'm joined now by Morne Boetus, Commercial Director at Southern Oil. So Morne, a very warm welcome, and maybe just let's start with this. How much of an immediate impact will this levy hike have on the average food service operator's cost base?
I think it's important to, like you mentioned, to understand it's the full supply chain. So if you're looking at something like edible oil, then the big impact is already felt on farm level. Farmers being a very high consumer of diesel. So the cost impact starts there, and then it flows into the manufacturing side and then to transport to delivery, and then in the end it gets to the restaurant that goes to the consumer. So it's a cumulative aspect that we're looking at, and not just the 15 or 16 cents. So in that aspect, it's not necessarily felt immediately, but it builds onto to the cost structure.
And where do you think the pressure is ultimately going to be felt most sharply?
It all ends always at the consumer. So I think the mitigation actions is critical for the manufacturers, and looking at the whole chain, which has margin creep in the end, but in the end there will be some pressure felt at the consumer, and that then just have a knock-on effect, because then there is less expendable income, and then it flows back into the economy.
So let's talk about mitigation in just a moment, but I'm sure you'd agree with me, Morne, that many restaurants and caterers are already struggling post-pandemic. And I guess the question is, how much room do they have to absorb these kind of cost shocks? And I'm going to guess not very much.
Yes, I agree with the statement that restaurant chains is under enormous pressure. The groups are affected, but I think the major impact sits on the mom and pop stores, the smaller restaurants that's trying, owner managed, trying to just survive day to day.
So let's talk about mitigation then. Are there smart operational changes that businesses can make quickly to reduce waste and cut energy or fuel costs, in your opinion?
So if I bring it back to our industry, so we produce canola oil and other oils, but if you look at that aspect, what we have seen is that the following a circular economy is critical. So not just buying oil from a supplier, but buying oil and selling your used oil. So you're recovering some cost on that aspect, and it limits the transportation aspect. Secondly, to be educated and understanding the product you work with, because not all oils are the same. And sometimes the statement of penny wise, pound foolish does actually impact it, because if you have the right quality product, you can use it longer. If you can use it longer, then your end cost to serve actually does come down.
Morne, that's one solution. I guess it's inevitable as well that businesses will start to shorten their supply chains or even go local to maybe reduce transport costs. Maybe that sounds good in theory, but I wonder if it's easier said than done.
It's very difficult, because if you're looking at South Africa, just as an example, your only 100% local supplier of edible oil is canola. All other oils, although we have very good soya and sunflower crops, we still don't produce sufficient amount of stock, so it's imported. So that's just one aspect to it, and that in the end, unfortunately, hurts our pockets.
You spoke about the canola solution, but what about more broadly in terms of menu engineering in this environment? Can one actually do that to help protect margins?
Yes, and you probably will have to. You'll have to look at portion sizes. The important part, I think, is being transparent, because if you go look at restaurants and restaurant groups, they generally only change their menus twice a season. And that will mean when they review the menus come September, August, September, they would need to take into consideration where the cost factors are and either review the offering or the portion size.
That is all well and good, Mornay, but and I understand that consumers need to be price sensitive, but they're also quality conscious. So a business has got to be careful in walking that tightrope without alienating their customer base, surely.
Yes, you're 100% correct. Quality is critical, and it is critical to understand where you're getting your product from. Because in the market, a lot of lower quality products find its way, especially when people are cash strapped. And then it not only affects the quality of the end product they are supplying, but it also affects the health benefits and health qualities of the product that's being offered to the consumers.
Thank you very much for talking to me today. That's Mornay Boutis, Commercial Director at Southern Oil.
When you choose Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, you get access to our transactional banking solutions. Accessing our transactional banking solutions means you'll get a dedicated manager from the country's best relationship bank. When you have a dedicated relationship manager, their business is to understand your business and its financial needs. By understanding all your needs, they can connect you with the right sector and product experts across 15 key African markets. You see, there's transactional banking, then there's transactional banking with us. Search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.